Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Good morning, everyone. And today on Comedy Concepts, we're going to go a little off the comedy thing because I came upon something that I just was close to my heart, and that is child station. So today I have a very special guest coming on, and I'm so glad someone turned me on to this guy. You're never too old to learn, kind of thing. This guy is fantastic. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. Today's special guest is Mr. Joseph Shammy. Now, Joseph leads Delta Children's Products. It's a family-owned business and industry leader with a track record of commitment and safety. With 8 safety testing facilities worldwide, 8, Delta ensures their products meet the highest standards. The company holds 2 co-chairs with the American Society for Testing and Materials Safety Committees for cribs and bassinets, and it takes pride in their involvement and implementation of the highest safety standards in the world. Not to mention, these people are so generous, and they really give back to the community, Delta Children's Products, and I'm so happy to bring on this man. We are going to learn some child safety today, people, so pay attention and feel free to send this out to your friends, especially those with new babies. Here we go. Let's bring him on. See if I can get up.
Hi.
Mr. Shammy, you there?
Hi, Joe Shammy here. Good morning.
Terrific. I'm so glad. Sorry about the little glitch, but I got you back, and that's the important thing. I can't tell you how excited I am to talk about this. I know my show's Comedy Concepts, and my son is much fodder for material, but child safety. I know, as a new mother, I was scared to even give my son a bath or cut his nails. Let alone when I started reading your article, I was amazed at all the things I didn't know about child safety in cribs. It's just terrific. So tell us a little bit about what's going on now.
Well, first of all, there's no license to have a child, and there's no actual classes that go on that you're required to take to have a child or buy a crib and take care of your child. So when it comes to buying a crib, we want to make sure that parents are aware of all the safety steps that they need to take in order to ensure that their child is safe and has a long, great life.
And it's amazing because you are a family-run business. I believe you came in with your father, your brother works there, and even your wife.
Correct. And we have the third generation in the company, my nephew and my daughter. So three generations.
Well, look at that. That's so great. Now, what made your father? How did your father start Delta?
My father started out originally a retailer selling cribs and other baby products, and he saw some flaws in cribs that he could actually redesign the way a crib goes together, and he literally changed the industry with his designs and his safety standards that he put into the cribs.
And this was just something that did you come from a large family or?
Well, he came from a large family, and our family I have a brother and sister. But he's a very intuitive person. He has an intuitive mind, and he was able to, without a college education or any engineering degree, design and patent, have more than 50 patents to his name, all related to baby products.
Child safety, and that's right, you have 8 testing facilities.
Correct.
That is amazing.
8 testing facilities around the world, one here in New York, New Jersey area, one in Wisconsin, and 8 around, another 6 around Asia.
And it is amazing. When I see, you have so many products. I mean, it's not just for babies, I might add. You also have toddlers and accessories that go with the products. But when I see people put in a car seat, sometimes it gives me a heart attack. They're putting it in wrong. Or I see that they have the baby strapped in wrong into a stroller or not strapped in at all.
Very common that people do not use a seatbelt in the stroller seatbelt. And it's just dangerous. Child will fall out and get injured. And you need to follow all the instructions on all your baby products. And I'll speak specifically to cribs. People buy cribs They intuitively put it together. They don't read the instructions.
Yes.
They put it together wrong.
Oh.
You need to read every bit of your instruction sheet. You need to read the warnings. You know, you think about it when people buy a microwave or a TV. There's those book of warnings which no one reads. When it comes to the crib, read every single warning and follow those warnings.
I know I was one of those mothers. I was child-proofing everything, and then I started reading some of the danger things about cribs that I didn't know, and now I'm like, oh my goodness. Can you go over some of those points for us?
Sure. First of all, read the instructions, as I mentioned. Read the warnings. When you place the crib in the room, make sure that it's not near a window, it's not near any Venetian blind, it's not near a picture or anything that's hanging on the wall. So the child will eventually get at that picture, that cord from the Venetian blind, that picture sitting on a counter nearby, if it's nearby, is within hand's reach, and he'll hurt himself. He'll hurt himself. So place it in a strategic place in the room. Don't put big blankets, pillows, things like that inside the crib. Those things could eventually smother the child. A very, very light, simple receiving blanket with the child. Don't allow anybody to tie a balloon or anything to that crib. I used to go, I'd come home and see my mother-in-law used to tie a balloon to the crib, and
oh my
I wanted
goodness.
To kill her. Are you crazy? That string on that balloon could strangle the child. All simple, common sense things, if you think about it, will keep the child safe. Constantly check to make sure that the crib is put together properly, that the screws are still tight. Just shake the crib. See that's in good condition.
And what about bumpers, too?
Bumpers are a very, very controversial product at this time. A lot of people are against bumpers because they could pose some sort of suffocation. If you use them, follow the instructions of the manufacturer. Tie them tightly onto the side rails. As soon as the child is getting older and starting to stand up, take the bumpers away because they can use that as something to step on and jump out of the crib or fall out of the crib. So if you can use them properly, tie them properly, and only for a certain amount of time until it's not needed anymore.
That is something too. The two with hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh yeah. The things with that. The other point was that you had about the crib. There was something else. The slat.
Yes, you want to make sure that the slats are 2 3/8 inches apart, which is typically about the size of a soda can. So if a soda can can fit through it, then it's not meeting the standard. If you were to buy any new crib from a reputable retailer, from Babies R Us, Bye Baby, Target, and Burlington Coal Factory, Baby Depot, anyone of those, a reputable retailer, they're going to know that they have the right new crib that meets the newest standards. You could also look for, there's a JPMA, which stands for Juvenile Products Manufacturers Association, JPMA, seal of approval that's on most of those cribs. That's your insurance that's been tested to the latest standards. Also, never buy a used crib. Never. That is the number one safety hazard facing all parents and the industry. People buy a used crib. It could be missing parts. It could have broken parts. It could have just compromised parts that you don't realize, and that poses a danger to your child. You could buy a really safe crib that meets all the latest standards for as low as $129. It's not a lot to pay for the safety of your child.
Wow! It is. There is just so much to it. So much to know. Somebody wrote an article on you. Could you post that in the chat room, please? They're posting it. Hopefully they'll post it. That was a great article I just read recently.
Okay, good.
By Rachel Wilgorin. That was terrific.
Thank you.
It's just so important. And like I said, what else did you have? I see here no cracked or peeling.
No cracks. When you're going to make sure, obviously, if it's new, that it's not going to have any cracks, peeling, anything on. If it's missing a screw, if it's cracked, if anything like that happens when you're putting the crib together, stop. Call the manufacturer and guess what? If you have an extra screw at the end of putting it together, I bet you did something wrong. It's not together properly. Reread those instructions.
To tell you the truth, how do you feel about I actually paid someone to do it?
That's good. If the person knows how to put things together and he reads the instructions. If you think that he knows it all.
Well, it was the manufacturer. When it comes to babies, you just can't take any chances with that.
Correct. You cannot take a chance. You got to put it together properly because it's going to last for a couple of years. Definitely 2 years for that child, maybe more if you have another child close by. So it's going to last for years.
You
got to make sure that it's together properly.
Buy.
And every once in a while, check to see that the screws are tight.
Now, you say don't, but would you reuse the same crib? That's okay?
I would reuse the same crib if it meets the current standards. If it's an old, if at this point now, if it's something that's older than 2 years, it doesn't meet the latest standards. 99%, it would
really?
Not meet the current standards.
And this
came out last year.
Through your testing.
Yes. And now, if you were to go on my website, deltachildren.com, you could see the test lab in action. You'd be amazed at the amount of abuse that we put at every one of our cribs through.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. We try to emulate Bam Bam on speed in our crib. Banging away, kicking away, screaming, crying, and trying to get out of jail. but we won't let them.
That's terrific. I love that you do that, and it is so important. As I could say, as a new mother, I was afraid of everything. And there was no way, you know, they didn't have this information then. You know, you just had other people going, oh, yeah, here's a bumper. Use that for the baby. And I'm like, now I'm so afraid of bumpers. I just want to, you got me a little on the wary here. I'm going to go inspecting my friend's cribs now. And my nieces and nephews. Which I have a lot of them. Hey, let me ask you this now because it's coming out. What's the word on the licensing of the Planet Spider-Man for Delta Children's Furniture?
Very, very, very exciting. We do toddler furniture as well, which is a small toddler bed that takes you can transfer from the crib mattress right into the toddler bed, table and chair sets, toy boxes, and a lot of things for the toddler room, furniture for the toddler room. And last year we signed a deal with Spider-Man, and we started producing all kinds of kids' room furniture, again, toddler bed, table and chair set, toy boxes, and a lot of other matching products. And we're very excited. The movie's coming out next week, I think this weekend maybe even.
And you hold the license for this. That's very important.
We hold the license for it, and we made some awesome product that's going to make a lot of kids happy.
Oh, I'm telling you, my son, when he was little, he had those Spider-Man light-up shoes. Everything had to be Spider-Man.
That's right. Well, he's the cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool. And let's talk, too, about, you know, it's so great about Delta's children's products is that you do a lot of altruistic stuff. You donate. I know you've received. I looked you up online. You've received so many awards.
I've been very, very fortunate. My family and I, we've all been very, very fortunate. And we recognize that. And we try our best to give back. We've been working with a lot of charities, foster homes, and so forth. Most recently, a few weeks ago, we worked with Mayor Cory Booker and gave 250 cribs to his organization called Newark Now, giving cribs to less fortunate moms who might have made the wrong choice and bought a used crib or got something that put their child in something unsafe. At the same time,
someone wants to ask you online in the chat room. They said, "Are there special Spider-Man products?" Yes. Different from Dora, Cars, and other character lines?
We have some that are the same and some that are very different because Spider-Man's a unique character.
Now, how did you come about getting the license? Because that was a hot thing. You had to beat a lot of people to get that license.
Well, I have to tell you, the Spider-Man organization, the people, came to us because we're known for making the best children's furniture in the business, safest, best, and priced right. So they actually came to us. We loved them, and we jumped on the opportunity because the Spider-Man is key. But they approached us, and we work out a great deal. We have Spider-Man, and then we have other Disney characters such as Princess, Cars, and so forth. But Spider-Man's the hot guy right now.
These are the car beds?
Yes.
Oh, I love those. I love those.
Yes.
The Corvettes. And it's so great because your family does. I see in what I've read that you learned it from your father about
correct.
Giving
back. Correct. The
charitable
giving I learned from my father. My father was always taught me to be generous and to give your fair share and more. So last year, or actually December, a few months back, we were honored as Humanitarian of the Year by Kids in Distress Situation at a big dinner. And I was able, that's how I gave the speech, I was able to recognize my mom and dad for what they taught us about it. And this is why we were here. And we at that time, we committed to 2,000 cribs in my dad's and mom's honor. And
we gave
that out to Kids in Distress Situations.
And that it is so great that you are a family event. And if people want to find out, they can go to your website, which is www.deltachildren.com.
Yes, deltachildren.com, and you can see some of the history of how my dad and I started the company. And in fact, my 85-year-old dad is sitting a few steps across the table from me. He comes into work almost every single day. Great, great, great asset to have in the company.
This might make a great movie.
Yes, you're right. He's achieved the American dream. He started out as a 35-hour week shipping clerk, and today the family runs the largest children's furniture manufacturer in the world.
And where did Delta come from? The word Delta.
The funny story is he was on his first trip starting the business. And he looked out, there was a lot of marketing and ingenuity into this. He looked out at Delta Airlines, the flight he was on, and said, you know, they put a lot into coming up with this name. Let me come use the same name.
That is too much.
It's a cute joke, but that's the true story.
Of course, I was here in my head. I said, well, it must be that he was influenced by the people of the Delta of Louisiana, or they came from the Delta, or nope, it was the airline. Okay.
He was at a successful airline, said they did good, so I might as well use that.
That's a great story. That's a great story. So let me ask you this. Do you have building skills yourself?
I have fair building skills, not great, but fair. My brother, Sam, really has that from my father. I like to say I have the sales and marketing from my dad, because my brother has that intuitive building inventive mind. So we have my brother and I, two different personalities, which is perfect to help build Delta.
I just love the whole family thing, but it's so great what you're doing, because there's so many nightmare stories and I won't mention companies, of toys that were dangerous. And just as a parent, you worry about everything. And, well, the balloon especially, that's the leading cause of child deaths there too. And you worry about that. But even when you said, and I didn't even think about that, having a picture over the crib or a painting or something could fall.
One day they're going to be standing up when you least expect it. They're going to touch that painting, that picture, and it's going to fall on their head.
Oh, it's just
and imagine if it's glass. If it's glass.
It's so true. It's so
it'll
true.
Break and harm them. So there's so much to worry about. Again, you look on my website, deltachildren.com, we list a lot of the safety.
Oh, yes. Not only that, you have a great blog. I went to your site. I was looking at it. There's a terrific blog.
Facebook page, Twitter. So we constantly try and update parents on the latest safety habits so you make sure that your child is...
And where do you find all these fascinating bloggers? Because you post new information all the time.
Yes. And we're, as you mentioned, we're always backing up our statement of that. Our goal is to make sure that every child has a safe place to sleep by donating cribs, as well as making the safest cribs and donating cribs to those that are less fortunate and might make a wrong choice.
Yeah, and it's so good because you're donating safe cribs.
Correct. Only the safest. Only the safest.
The safest. But it's not just cribs, too, that you have a lot of products out there.
Yes.
Did
we
I
do
see
cribs
that?
And all the matching pieces that
and...
go in the room, a dressing table, a nightstand, a regular dresser, a glider for the mom to sit on and rock and nurse the baby or do whatever. We do a great line of baby gear, strollers, high chairs, walkers, and playpens and those products. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we moved up into the toddler range, the next age category, which would be toddler beds, table and chair sets, toy boxes, little kids' desks, and so forth. All very, very competitively priced. The toddler beds, for argument's sake, start at under $60.
Wow.
You know, and
wow,
as I, you know, I always like to say,
and they're safe.
And they're safe.
For $60.
So
that's amazing.
About this, for $129, you can buy the safest, latest crib. $129. Think about what people spend for a pair of sneakers sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. I don't even want to tell you what I paid for my crib.
So we give you a real big piece of furniture for that same price. Now, we have all styles. We go from $129 to almost $1,000, depending upon different styles, features, colors. And that's a lot about taste, but every one of them has the same safety.
And I was looking on your site, and I was so impressed. Because it wasn't, you had your standard cribs and things, but then I saw some of your other designs, like in dark woods.
Yes.
And I said, that looked like really very classy and rich looking, not your typical, what I would assume to be, children furniture.
Yes. We get inspiration from the actual adult bedding market. Adult furniture, and we've used a lot of that inspiration to make some cribs that you look at, you see they're gorgeous, beautiful, solid pieces, and many of them, in fact, most of them today actually can convert to a bed. We have conversion features on them.
I think that's what I had. I had one that eventually you just kept raising it, and then eventually it was a bed.
Yes.
And that is, of course, and I live in the city, so you want those double purpose.
Yes.
Type everything. You want that to be, part of the what goes on with your child there.
Yeah, conversions here. You save the money and you get a beautiful product. And it also continues to match the other furniture pieces that you bought in the room.
Well, that's what I was saying, is that it's not your usual furniture.
Yes.
When I say that, in that I was looking at it, and I did a double take. I said, oh, well, this could be either way. You could go either way if you wanted a more mature look, or it was just that the brown struck me. I was like, I want another child. The brown struck me. I'm thinking, what are you looking at shopping, Nancy? You don't have any children, more children. One, you got one. And I'm looking at that going, oh, I really like that. And I'm like thinking, Nancy, it's for children. But I really like that. But that's
I have to tell you, my brother has five. I have four. We're a growing family, and we want to make sure that every child sleeps in a safe environment. That's, you know, my father originally looked at my child, and he wanted to make sure he built a safe crib for my Lewis.
Oh, that is so
inspirations.
Sweet. And the thing I like also, that your furniture and everything that you make, they're fun and functional, because I also noticed that you use, I guess you had researchers do it, but all the right colors for children.
Yes. Yes,
I'm sure,
especially in the toddler range. We get more colorful for the toddler range of products, because that's when the 2 to 4-year-old, they really want something colorful. And then in the infant side, a lot of browns are very, very popular. Nice, deep, rich colors on the cribs and the matching furniture.
That's what I like, the browns. That's what I was looking at, and I was saying, oh, you know, I wish I had had that option when I had my son, because as he grew older and older, he had like just the plain white one, and I was like, gee, that really looks more like furniture, like well-made furniture, as opposed to that you see the standard cribs that he had with that, or you walk into it and everything's white and everything's like that. I love that design. But you also have accessories. Did I see that? Is that correct?
Yes. So I tell you what a hot accessory is, the glider. It's like a rocking chair for the mom that glides back and forth.
I love that. I had that. That is a must-have for any mom.
Yeah.
That
must-have.
It's
a great, great item, great accessory item. Of course, you have the changing table, the dressers, and so forth. Very
glider.
Popular now.
I would buy that for an older person, Joe. I would buy that. It's good for your circulation. That's one thing. Because if you get the footstool that goes with it, do you have the footstool as well?
It comes with the footstool.
Oh, yes. Even for an older person, that is the most comfortable thing. It killed me when my husband said, "You're done with it. Give it away." But I love, you know, it's just the most comfortable chair ever.
You know, you know how many men like to watch the Super Bowl in that chair? You'd be surprised.
You hand them the baby if they're watching the Super Bowl and you have a baby there. You take the baby, too, and watch that. It is just so good. It's great. And now you have smaller items that go with it as well?
Yeah, I'm going to go to switch to the on the toddler side. We're doing a lot of stuff, accessories, like everything from a height chart, a little picture frame, within the Spider-Man range of products, accessories that would go into the room so they could build a whole kid's room around either Spider-Man or their favorite princess or Mickey Mouse or Minnie Mouse or Dora, all those characters. We put a whole lot of accessory products, again, to decorate the room.
Now, here's a good question. Can people register on your site?
No.
No, they can't yet?
We
not
don't
yet.
Do any registry itself for to purchase product directly, but we do direct them to our online partners as well as our regular retail partners.
Oh, okay.
Everyone from Walmart, Target, Babies R Us and Toys R Us, and Amazon, and several other top line.
So you're in all the major stores. That's terrific.
Correct.
That is terrific. I got to go check those. You named all my favorite stores. Now I got to go. Now I know where to get my accessories for my friends' babies. All I've got is nieces and nephews having children. It's an endless gift parade. But this is so great. And this is Delta Children's Products. You can go to www.deltaschildren.com. But it's so great. You're not only making a good product, but you're putting so much good back out there with everything that you donate and all the great causes and the whole family's in it. And your wife, should we mention her?
Yes, yes. Adrian, my wife, has always been instrumental in helping us grow the business from when I first got married. She's always been coming to the shows and helping us in design and sales. Well as recently, she started, her and my daughter Lorraine started their own line called Lazy Bones, which is a line of pet furniture for pets.
Oh, wow. Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones, L-A-Z-Y-B-O-N-E, double Z at the end.
I think I saw them somewhere.
Yeah, they've been very popular.
Do they have like the little like designer beds?
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
I've
a lot
seen
of stars.
Them. I love those.
From Denise Richards to many other stars have taken their beds.
They are so cute. I've seen that. That's terrific. Well, I love it. It just sounds like a very creative family, always doing out there. I love all the good that you do. And if you want to find out more, go to the website, www.deltachildren.com. And also on your website, you have listed the safety bullets, don't you?
Correct. We have safety. We have a few things on the website that you look for. First of all, you can see the test lab, so you can see it in action, what we do to keep your children safe. And you can see the bullet points on safety, what to do with the crib.
Oh, yes, it's so great. Even if you just, you know, go there, print it up, and have it.
Correct.
It's just so great to do. We have some people, Angel O'Crassy News is in the chat room as well. Rachel Wilgorin's in the chat room. Yes, and this show will be archived and played over and over again. So it's great, too, because you know what? I have a lot of military listeners, so that's nice, too, when the dads aren't sure what they should be doing, when the wife says, what kind of bed should I get? They're going to know now. This has been so. Would you like to add anything? We're down to our last minute here. This has gone so fast.
No, just make sure that do the right thing. Look at the right crib when you're buying it, but just give your children a lot of love, a lot of care, a lot of hugs. Enjoy them. They're precious, and they grow up faster than you know it.
Oh, they grow up so fast. As you know, I wish you were around and I had known about you, because this is just such terrific information, and I can't wait to pass this on to all my nieces and nephews as well, just how much I found out about child safety today. It's just been terrific.
I have to compliment you. You're doing a great service by alerting your parents to all the simple safety tips that they need to do, and those things will help save lives.
And when they Google child safety, this will come up. as one of the taglines, too, because this is just, it's so important. And, again, people go to www.deltachildren.com. This is find out more than you ever thought. There's a lot to know, Joe. There's
correct.
A lot to know. And thank you for the great job you and your company are doing. And just that somebody cares enough to have 8 facilities to test it is just impressive alone. This is so fantastic. Delta Children's Products, keep up the good work. And I got to go look at a doggy bed soon, I think.
Lazybones.com.
Lazybones.com. You are a good husband, I want to say.
Thank you. Thank you very
thank
much.
You
and
very
I appreciate
much
your helping us alert the public to these things.
Yes, and thank you. All right, our guest today has been Joseph Chammy from Delta Children's Products. It's a terrific product. Go out there and check it out, everyone. It's good to know. It's good to know. These are the things you've got to know. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in today, and it's been a great show. Thank you, and Joe Chammy and Delta Children's Products. Once again, I love it. Fun and functional.
Thank you.
Check them out. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you.